Okay, very good. This N5NAV in the memorial for William Ramsey O'Connell, W5YO, who was a great help during disasters back in the earlier days. And we really hated to see him go. It's a shame that it took so long to get the memorial on him, and the fact that he had passed away, we didn't know about this. Anyway, William Ramsey O'Connell was born in Dallas, Texas, November 22nd, 1944, and died in Austin on September 26, 2014, at the age of 69. Bill was a skinny man with a beautiful voice and a big personality, an important figure in Austin broadcasting and advertising for over four decades. He was originally a newsman, but later would become an innovative producer of radio sports programming for national and international events. The son of a career military family, Bill traveled the world, living in Texas, California, Kansas, Washington, D.C., Germany, and Italy. He graduated from the University of Texas in 1968 with a Bachelor of Business Administration degree, majoring in statistics. Following a tour of active duty in the U.S. Army, he then served in the Texas Army National Guard and Texas State Guard. This N5NAV. After working at KUT-FM during college, Bill went on to work as news director at KOKE-AM and sales manager and station manager at KNOW-AM. In 1977, Bill opened his own business, Market Research of Austin. Subsequently, the O'Connor Company, based on East 6th Street, was a graduate of the inaugural year of leadership, Austin BCE 1980, and served on the Historic Landmark Commission 1980 to 1984. This N5NAV. Bill became very involved in radio sports broadcasting, serving as producer for the Longhorn Sports Network, the Southern Conference Radio Network, Post Communications, and the NCAA CBS Radio Network for many years. Beginning in the mid-1980s, Bill served as the on-site producer for the national network. For many years, beginning in 1980, Bill served for radio coverage of the men's basketball Final Four and executive producer of the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship. He also produced countless broadcasts for NFL Monday Night Football, Major League Baseball, NFL Europe, and especially enjoyed the opportunity to work as a broadcast producer at the Winter Olympic Games in Nagoya, Japan, and Lillehammer, Norway. A true sports fan, Bill continued to work as a radio producer for one season with the Austin Wranglers of the Arena Football League. Throughout his career, his voice could be heard in many political campaigns, commercial view covers, and narratives for a wide variety of plants. Bill was a loyal UT alumna, a longtime baseball season ticket holder, and a fan of UT football and women's basketball and volleyball. Bill was a legendary figure to those fortunate enough to work with him. He enjoyed traveling to Ireland, Germany, Italy, Canada, Argentina, and Chile. More recently, Bill served as the quality manager of global accounts for Hart Bank in Austin, working for such clients as Microsoft and MLB Network. Additionally, Bill was a longtime participant in amateur radio activities. His call sign was W5YO. He retired in September of 2013. I might add, while we're talking about ham radio, Bill always participated in disasters. Back when I was section manager, he was very active and always gave us a great hand and help. Bill was preceded in death by his parents, Colonel William H. and Isabel Ramsey O'Connell. His stepson, Timothy Hare, and his son, William Sean O'Connell, in 5 and AV. He is survived by his sister, Mary Ann O'Connell Martin, her husband, Captain Richard L. Martin, United States Navy, their children, Michelle and Dan Martin. Dan's wife, Kayla, and their children, Lucas, Ethan, I guess that is, and Trey, niece, Tara O'Connell, and her son, Ben Kinsey. His former wife, Barbara Bashford O'Connell, stepchildren, Janet Brown, and Keith Hare, and countless friends around the world. This is N5 and AV. The memorial service honoring Bill and his family was held at Weed Coral Fish Funeral Home on 3125 North Lamar Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 3 p.m. October 14th, in an informal reception beginning at 2 p.m. Memorial donations may be given to Bill's lifelong love of radio to the University of Texas will be welcomed at KUT-FM, P.O. Box 76, Austin, Texas, 78713. I'll give that once more. Donations can be given to the University of Texas, and the address is KUT-FM, P.O. Box 76, Austin, Texas, 78713. This time we'll go to Scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me down the road. Forgive me today, I've got a frog in my throat and I can't get rid of him. He leadeth me. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for knowing Bill in his lifetime here on earth, and we just pray that you will go with the family in their time of sorrow. We just want to lift them up at this time, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to have known Bill while he was here on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.